Okay, we are on Samach Zayin Amud Beis. We are a little bit past the two dots. If you go the medium width lines, one like four lines down the medium lines. So, okay, so let's just start from the two dots and we'll go from there. So the Gemara there told a story. We have a few stories in a row. The Ahuda Asal Kamid Rabbi Nechemia. So some person came to Rabbi Nechemia. So Amalei b'ma ata soed. What he said? What do you usually eat? Rabbi Nechemia said to the guy, so Amalei b'basar shaman v'yayin yashan. I usually eat fatty meats and old aged wine. So fancy food. So he said to him, Ritzonu chashetikal gil imi b'adashim. You want to have lentils with me? So gil imi b'adashim. So he had lentils with him. Umeis, and the guy died. And Amar oy lo lazeh shahargo Nechemia. So Nechemia said, wow, it's terrible for this person that I killed him. So the Gemara says back, other rabbi, oy lo Nechemia shahargo lazemi b'ale. Should have said it's terrible for Nechemia that he killed this guy. So Eli Ihu who the lo yibayle lefinuke nafshe kulei hai, right? Because this guy should have been careful not to make himself so used to such fancy things. That once he ended up in a place where he needed some help, so he could only be given fancy stuff and he didn't have fancy stuff, so now he died from it. So who da us like having to Rava, the person came to Rava. He said to him, what do you usually eat? So Amrlo Batanagoles Pituma Vyayan Yashan. So I usually eat a fattened chicken and aged wine, meaning again some relatively fancy food. So Amrlay Vlo Khaishis Leducha de Tsibura, I understand. This is what you usually eat. You're a person coming to eat, to ask for tzedakah, and you ask for filet mignon, that's a little bit like not appropriate. Like there's people's, this is the tzibur's money. So Amalei, atu midi, who ka achilna? If he would have said this to us, right? If a guy came to the door, and asked this way, and he'd say, no, I'm not eating from you. I'm not taking from the tzibur, I'm taking from the Ribbono Shel Olam. how do I know? The Tanina, because the following Mishnah, Einei Cholechi Yisaberu, V'atana Tzalem Esachon B'Yitzot, Pasuk says, right, in Ashrei, right, that the eyes of everyone, look to Hashem, and he gives to everybody that his food at the right time. B'Yitam Lo Ne'mar, Ela B'Yito. He doesn't give them at their time, but at his time. And Malam Mishkot Echa Ve'Echa, No Sein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Parnasaso B'Yito. And that Hashem gives each person his parnasa in that individual person's right time. Okay, it's a nice Dvar Torah, but come on. So Adahachi. So when that happened, Asai Achse LeRava DeLochaz Yalei Tleis Hashanei. So at that moment, there's a knock on the door, and Rava's sister, who he hadn't seen in 13 years, shows up. So Asalei Tarnagolas Petuma VeYain Yashan. What was she carrying with her? A fattened chicken and some aged wine. So Amar my the kama. So he said like what's going on here? So Amalei nanesi lecha kumachos. So he said I made a mistake. I shouldn't have given you such mussar. You were right. So get up, come eat. Meaning the Baruch Hashem did exactly what the guy said. The guy had said, what do you mean? Hashem always provides it for me, basically, and Hashem did. So he said, okay, I guess I was wrong, And he said, come here. It's a good question. Like, does the mussar still not stand, in the story? Or because it worked out, sometimes it works out and the mussar still stands. Sometimes, how do you read that story? But okay, fine.
He chose the chicken instead of the meat.
That's what?
He chose the chicken instead of the meat.
Yeah.
That's why it worked.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyways. Okay. So, Tana Rabbanan. Okay, here are the following interesting cases. They're very, very interesting conversations about tzedakah and how it works. So the Gemara that has the following calculations. Tanu Rabbanan. Ein lo ve'ein rotz l'hispanes. What happens if a person doesn't have enough money and he doesn't want to take help? So what do we do? So nosdin lo, right, the Chazal understood very well the mindset of people. So some people, they don't have and they still refuse to take help, right? So what do you do in that case? Nosin lo l'shum hava, v'chozim v'nosin lo l'shum matana. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, what you do? You tell him it'll be a loan, and l'maisa you give it to him as a gift. Meaning, you give it to him as a loan because he'll feel better, right? He's gonna he'll feel better that you're only okay. It's just a loan. It's not a gift. And then Basically, you don't collect it. You just leave it as a gift. V'chachamim amrim, nos another shum matana, v'chozrin v'nosin lo l'shum hava. So chachamim say, you give it to him as a gift, and then you know, eventually give it to him as a loan. So Mar says, l'shum matana, halashak, what do you mean? Why would you initially give it as a matana? He just said the point is that he doesn't want to take it. So he's not going to take it. That's the whole point. So Amar Rav, no, l'ftoach lo l'shum matana. No, meaning Rav says, look, you start by saying, you know, take it as a gift. And when the guy basically says, I don't want to take it. I'm not interested in taking it. So then you say to him, fine, so take it as a loan. Right? You start that way, showing that you're willing to offer it that way. But if he refuses, so then then if you want to make sure he's going to take it, so you turn it into a loan. Fine. But what about, yesh lo ve'ein arot zol hisparnes? What happens if the person has, but he doesn't want to, doesn't want to take it? Look at Rashi. It says, yesh lo ve'ein arot zol hisparnes. It's like third line in Rashi, in the skinny lines of Rashi. Yesh lo ve'ein arot zol hisparnes mishalo, ela mishal tzedakah. Right? So what about a person who does the opposite? He has enough money, but he refuses to use his own money. Right? So what do we do then? So the guy's like, wasting away, but he has the money to take care of himself. He just refuses to do so. So what do you do then? So yesh lo ve'ein arot zol hisparnes. So you might say, that's crazy, but right, it happens. Right? So what do you do that person? So nos din lo l'shum matana v'chozrin v'nifron mimenu. Right? So what do we do? So we say, no problem, it'll be a gift. And then later we go and we collect from him, like as a loan. So Gemara says, but what do you mean? Chozin nifram milano, nifram milano, su lo shakyo. What do you mean? If you're going to go take it back from him, he didn't, that's not what he wanted to do. So what's going to happen? So Amar Papa la'achamisa. No, what it means is that, you give it to him as a matana, and then after he dies, you go to his yorshim and say, look, we gave it to him as a matana because the guy, was really not being logical, and we were nervous, dangerous to his health. But Lamaisi has the money. So if we're going to give you, money of the tzibor. So we gave it to him, but now you surely pay it back. Fine. Rav Shimon Omer, yesh lo ve'ein arot zol hisparnes, ein nizkakin lo. So Rav Shimon says, what are you talking about? The guy has money and doesn't want to use it? It's not my problem. Right? The guy, he's not being appropriate. He's not taking care of himself. That's not my problem. I don't have to use communal funds to take care of this person. He's refusing to take care of himself. And that it's sad, but it's not the responsibility of the kupa of tzedakah to take care of that. But ein lo ve'ein arot zol hisparnes. But what happens if he doesn't have and he doesn't want to take? So then omrim lo havei mashkon vitol. So we say to him, look, bring a deposit, right? He gave it to us. And we take it from him. Because what's going to happen? Tazuach daito alav. He's going to give a deposit. That way he'll feel good that he's giving a deposit. I know that I'm not going to collect the money from him anyways. But he'll feel better because he feels like it's a loan. Like Rashi says, Shetazuach daito alav. Rashi says, Yigba liba lomar daitam lachzor of ligavos b'menu. He'll feel better. Because he says, look, they're going to come back and collect from me. Hol v'tavuni mashkam. They took a deposit from me. So ein zu ela halva, and he's going to say that must be a loan. V'yitol below boshes, and he'll take the money without embarrassment. Sheyomar ein li mashkon v'hem yomru to below mashkon. Right, rather than saying, rather than saying I don't have anything, and they'll take it without it, and that'd be much more embarrassing for him. Right, I have zero, and they give to me, so it's much more nebuch. It's hard. It's upsetting. It's a hard thing. Right, so if you allow, the point being, as much as possible, we find a way to do it in a way that will help the person feel, the least embarrassed possible, even though it's a person who Taka really needs it. So what? So we still try to find, a smart way to do smart chesed, so that at the end of the day, the person, feels the least a bit of embarrassment. You can't avoid all of it, but at least you avoid it as much as possible. Okay, Tan Rabbanan, Havet. Right, so the pasuk says. Havet tavitenu. Right? So we darshan the end of the pasuk above. We did dey machzer asher yachzer lo. That pasuk begins havet tavitenu. Lend, you should surely lend him. So Tanur Rabbanan havet ze she'ein lo ve'ein arot zol hisparnes. Right. So havet the lashon of lend. That's for a person who doesn't have and doesn't want to take from anybody else. Shenosin lo l'shimava. Right, that's the case we mentioned before. That's the case of a person who doesn't have, but he doesn't want to take. So you give it to him as a as a hava, and then you turn it into a gift. You don't end up collecting from him. Tavi tanu, right? And you should surely lend, right? This the double language. Ze sheyesh lo ve'ena rotz lisparnis shenosin lola shematana ve'chozev v'nifram himeni la'achar misa. Div Rav Yehuda. So fine. So that in that the second language is for the person who, again, we mentioned before, who has money but doesn't want to use it. That we give it to him as a matana, but at the end of the day, we collect it back from him as a loan after he does. That's Rav Yehuda's. Chacham Momim. Say no. If a person who has and doesn't want to be take care of himself, so we're not responsible for him. So then, what do you need the double language for? Answer the Gemara. Deeper Torah Kolosh Bnei Adam. You know what? It's not. Sometimes, right? At a certain point, we have to. We're dealing back and forth with extra words. What do we do? At some point, the Gemara has to answer. Like the Torah talks, the way people talk. So the double language is lav dafka. It doesn't mean anything very, very specific. It just means that you should, it's really important to lend. That's all. But it doesn't, that's the way people would talk. But it's not, it doesn't tell me something particularly unique. Okay, now the following story. Mar Ukva hava anya b'shiva busei. Mar Ukva had a particular poor person who lives in his neighborhood. To have a ragil ko yoma,
so yeah, particularly
only that he would give him every day his four zuz in some little compartment within his door. Basically, in our example of dropping it through his meal slot, basically. He would drop the money through and he would and the guy didn't know about it. So Yom Echad, so one day. Yeah, so Yom Echad, or the Bach changed to Yom Echada, but one day, Amar, the Ani said, Ezel Echzei Man Ka'avid, Be'ahu Tibusa, I want to see who's doing this chesed for me, so I want to catch him. So Ahu Yoma, Naga Le Lamar Ukva, Le Beit Midrash, Le Ukva was a little bit late going to the Beit Midrash.
And also the Bissur Be'ahazai,
and his wife came with him. You know, he was walking on the way to the Beit Midrash, and she was joining him on the way. So, kevin de chaziuha de kamatzli le ledasha nafak basrahu. Sorry. So, as soon as he saw the poor man saw that he was, dropping the money in the slot. So, what happened? He ran outside. So, rahut mekame. So he opened the door fast, and they quickly yikes. They saw he was there, so they ran away quickly so he wouldn't see them. So, rahut mekame ayle lahu asuna. They ran into an oven. They have a grufa nara hava. So they want, I guess it was a big oven, I don't know, but they went into an oven that was grufa. It wasn't on fire, right? There was no like coals in the oven, but right, that's the language we use in Chazal when we talk about on Erev Shabbos. You want to take the, make your fire ready to put things on for Shabbos. We call it garif fakatam, right? Garif means that you've taken the coals out. Right? So it's grufa if the coals were out of the oven. But it was still very hot. So kamiklayin kare de ma'ukva. So ma'ukva's feet are starting to get hot. It's still hot and uncomfortable, and his feet are starting to get singed, and he's worried about it. So Amalei, his wife said to him, Amalei debisu shoko karech usiv akrai. Take your feet and put them on my feet, meaning her feet were not getting hot, and his feet were. And so she said, take your feet and put them on mine. Okay. So chalash daite. So he got upset. Why did he get upset? He felt like my wife has a zechus that her feet didn't get hot, but my feet are getting hot. Somehow her zechus in tzedakah is greater than mine. That I'm less than her. So Amra. So she said to him. So Amrlei. She said to him, don't worry. Ana shechichna bigavei de beza. So first of all, my zechus in tzedakah is greater than yours, but it's not because of something that's better about me per se. It's sort of circumstantial. And number one, she said, I'm home, right? Because I'm home, so I'm able to, be available when people come for, ask for tzedakah, I'm available, right? Rashi says, Ana shechichna v'go beisa, v'aniye motzin osi l'fikach zechusi galo. I have a big zechus because I'm just at home. They know they can just pop in and I'll be there for them. And also, umakarva ha-hanaise, right? The hana I give them is faster and easier, what Rashi says. Umakarva ha-hanaise, hana-asi mizumenes, Right? My hana that I give them is available quickly. Why? Shani mechalekes lechem ubasar umelach. I give them actual food. Right? You give them money and they have to go buy the food. So my, you know, my ability to do chesed is, you know, is easier because Aleph, I'm at home and I'm not out during the day. And number two, so I'm available when they come. And number two, the things that I give them, they can get benefit from immediately. They don't have to go to do as much tircha. That's why I get greater you know, zuchos, and that's why basically her feet don't get you know, hot in the oven and his due. But again, she's saying it's not his fault. It's just kind of like circumstantial. Okay. So Gemara says, so that great conversation. Says Gemara, Umay Kulei Hai, what is going on here? Like, why are they running away into an oven, right, from the Ani who they're helping anyways? So the Amar Marzutra Bar Tuvia, Amar Rav, Amri La, Amar Rav Huna Bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon Chasida, Amri La, Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. That's a lot of people, by the way, just pointing out. Because what we're going to say now, it's the big chain there of who said the following idea. Noach lola adam sheyimsur atzmo letoch kifshan shal eish, kifshan ha'eish, v'yabin p'nei chavir b'rabim. Right, such a powerful line. Right, better for a person to throw themselves into a fiery furnace rather than embarrassing somebody in public. And remember, they're not like embarrassing someone in public by like saying something nasty about them or you know, doing something terrible or making a joke at their expense. I'm talking about a person who's giving tzedakah. Right? But the ability to give someone tzedakah in a way that doesn't embarrass them is so important, it'd be better to throw yourself into a fire. Into a fire. And how do I know? Me no. Then how do I know? Me Tamar, right? From a story we read just a couple weeks ago. From Tamar, dechsev, he mutzeis, right? What did she do? When Tamar is, you know, becomes pregnant after the story with Yehuda, right? And Yehuda, it turns out Yehuda was with her and she set it up because he refused to let his third son marry her. And then she becomes pregnant. And they say, what happens when she became pregnant? You know, she was a mizana with some strange person, right? So she's supposed to get sreifa, right? So they take her out, you know, to lisareif. And so what does she do? So she sends the signet ring and the you know, staff of Yehuda basically towards him and says, whoever this is the father of the children, right? So, and basically he has to choose, am I going to come forward or not? She could have done something much easier. She could have said, hey, it was Yehuda. Just say that, right? She didn't say that. Why did she not say that? Because that's embarrassing for him. So point being, better for a person to be basically burned alive than to embarrass somebody. Right? So we learned that from Tamar, and that was what Mar Okva and his wife were exercising, that same experience, that better to allow yourself to be burned. So they did it, not literally, they were not actually risking their life. It was just uncomfortable, but pretty uncomfortable. She was actually risking her life to avoid embarrassing somebody else. Fine. But as a side, she was still giving him the chance to answer, right? She didn't say nothing, right? So there's a balance here, right? So she you know, but the point being, it's a pretty extraordinary thing to do, not to ask him to come forward rather than doing it herself. Fine. Okay. Marukva have Aniya b'shimibuse. So Mukva had another poor person in his neighborhood. So another person that Mukva was taking care of. So he wouldn't give him 4 zuz a day, but he'd give him 400 zuz every Erev Yom Kippur. It's a pretty good zchus for Erev Yom Kippur. So Yom Achad, so one day, Shadvinu nihale b'yad b'rei. So one time he sent the money with his son to drop it off. So Asa Amrle lo tzarech. So the son came back. He said, no, he doesn't need the money. So Amar my chazes. He said, what do you mean? How do you know he doesn't need the money? So it sounds like he didn't ask him. The guy like said, like, no thanks, I don't need it. But he showed up at the house and realized that this is not appropriate to be giving him this much tzedakah. He doesn't need it. So why? So he says, Chazai de kamizafe le yayin yasha. So he saw that they were pouring, very, very fancy wine. Right? They were pouring it around the house, making aroma or something. But the point was that they were using this very wine, very expensive wine. So clearly this guy does not need the tzedakah. So Amar, Mifanek Kulei Hai, right? So he says, wow. So Merukva says, wow, he's so fancy. Aifinu Visharinu Nihale. So what did he do? Aifinu, Rashi says. Aifinu, Rashi says, Kiflinu, he doubled it. Right, so rather than saying, oh, he's so fancy, right, this is inappropriate, I'm not going to give him the money, he said, I'll double the amount of money, and he sent it back, meaning what we had talked about earlier, De Machzero, Asher Yechzelo, he gave the guy double because that's, you see that that amount that he needs. So he gave it to him. So Kika Nicha Nafshe, so when Maroka was about to die, Amar, he said, Aisali Cheshbanai did tzedakah. He said, bring me my tzedakah book, right? His bank account. And he wanted to see how much money basically he had given in tzedakah. She'eshkach tahavi kasev bay shivis alfei dinare. So they thought it was written in there that he had given 7,000 dinar, sianike, 7,000 sianike dinar. So Amar, there was some, in the bottom of the footnote there, they have a calculation about how much a certain amount is worth. You see it there?
Same as like 119,000 standard dinars.
119,000 dinars, and there's also like some amount somewhere else that was like seen as a very large amount.
100 manas.
Whatever it is, it's a lot.
Tens,
so basically he'd given like basically saying at the end of his life, he gave an extraordinary amount of tzedakah. Right? So Amar Zvadai Kalili V'orcha Rechiksa. Right, so he said, Rashi says, Tseida Kala Hachinosi Laderech Rechoka Shani Yotze Lezatla. Meaning, I'm about to go on a trip. Meaning, I'm about to die. And I made a very easy pathway for myself. Right, Lamaisa. And in the day, right, this is what I did in my life. And I gave away so much money, I made an easy path for myself on the way out. Right? Amar Zvadai Kalile V'orcha Rechiksa. So Kam Bizbize Lepagi Mamoni. So he got up and he then, at the last part of his life, what did he do? He then took the last amount of money that he had and he gave half of it to tzedakah, whatever he had left. He gave even more. Gemara says, Hechi Abadachi, Paham Rabbi Lai, Ba'usha, Hitkinu, Hamavazis, Ivazis, Yosh Mechomish. A person can't give more than 1/5 of their money away. So how could he give away half of his money? And it's the Gemara, Hani Mili Mechayim, Shemi Yered Menechasav. And that's when you're alive. You're nervous. If a person gives more than a fifth of their net worth away, they're not going to have. They're going to start asking for tzedakah. So avala achar misa leislamba. But if he gives it away, that once I die, that money should go to tzedakah. That's not something we're concerned about. So who is concerned? His yorshim probably were concerned about that. But okay, that's a different story. But the point being, it's a beautiful line, right? Zvadai kalilei v'orcha rechiksa. Right, that he made himself a smooth path for the journey, a short path for a long journey. It's a very beautiful thing. You know, I've seen it quoted, you know, by many. Right, the only money that you keep is the money that you give away. Right, and that's Baruch, you know, was living that life. That, you know, I don't know if he was a rich person or not, but either way, he gave away so much money in his life, and he felt that was the way to really, at the end of the day, you know, make his mark. That at the end of his life, he could look back and say, you know, not what did I buy with all my money, but what did I gain by giving so much of it away? I think a very beautiful lesson. Okay, we'll stop here.